So they think one failure defines you. I think that's completely wrong. I'm sharing the real strategies leaders use to reclaim their authority. Are you ready to stop being defined by your past failure and start architecting your future success? Well, if that is you, then you don't want to miss today's episode. Do you mind if I share a short story with you? So there I was, maybe a couple years into my project management career, leading what I thought was a very fairly straightforward system upgrade. We dotted the I's, crossed the T's. Matter of fact, we even triple checked the coffee supply for the go live event. Everything looked smooth. The team was confident. Matter of fact, let me be honest, I was even confident. We flipped the switch, and for the glorious 30 seconds, it was perfect. But then the main dashboard, the one the head of operation looks at every morning like it was some masterpiece, started displaying, which displays all the data. Well, the data started coming back in a Wingdings font. Now, what's a Wingdings font? You see, family, this is a symbolic font that was created by Microsoft. I think it was around in the 1990s. And basically, instead of showing letters and numbers, it shows various symbols and icons such as arrows, smiley faces, stars, mailbox images. You get where I'm going with that. So yes, it seems like we had a little problem here, because where the critical KPI should be displaying, it was displaying, yes, you get it, smiley faces and arrows instead. You can imagine the sheer curiosity that sparked, mostly from a form of what on the earth is going to probably be in my inbox. My immediate thought was, maybe it's new. This must be an advantage that we may have by choice. But I knew my team was already scrambling to make a fix. So what ended up happening is leadership was kind of really, they were kind of silent in a sense. So therefore, before anyone could craft their own narrative and create a creative new dashboard, or worse, our competence, I knew I had to get ahead of this. I had to own it. I had to explain it. I had to lay out the immediate action plan, which brings me directly to our first critical strategy, which is strategic accountability, seizing the narrative. Point number one, strategic accountability, seizing the narrative. You want to be able to tell your own story. So proactively define your role in setbacks, demonstrating executive maturity and controlling the narrative effectively. Why is this important? It prevents from negative perceptions from taking hold and establish you as a proactive leader and committed to improvement. Here's some actual tips I'd love for you to experiment with. Craft a precise, strategically accountable statement addressing what happened, your role, and the corrective actions you're going to take. Next one, personally engage with key stakeholders early, providing context and reassuring of your commitment to resolving issues. Point number two, radiate solutions, the orientated positive approach. You know, family, I always say, a lot of times what ends up happening, especially as a project manager, program manager, portfolio manager, you find yourself in a situation where the team can get so frustrated about the problem that they spend the majority of their time there. And you have to be able to have them pivot and spend more energy on the actual solution. So this brings me to our point here, consistently approaching challenge with a solution-focused mindset, highlighting opportunities rather than problem. Why is this important? Because it builds organizational trust, boosts team morale, and demonstrates resilience under pressure. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use a yes and statements in team meetings to build on ideals constructively. Next one, regularly celebrate incremental success publicly to foster a positive team environment. Point number three, leading with empathy, addressing human impacts. Demonstrate genuine understanding of emotional and professional consequences the team faces post failure. This is important, family, because this enhances trust, loyalty, overall team cohesiveness during recovery. Experiment with these actionable tips. Conduct regular check-ins with team members specifically to address their emotional and professional needs. And the next one, explicitly acknowledge and validate stakeholders' frustration before discussing solution. Point number four, you're going to have to play the long game. Reputation is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Again, you're going to have to play the long game. A reputation is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Embrace a sustained, patient approach to rebuilding your professional reputation over time. This is important because this allows for you to be authentic, and it gives you an opportunity to have sustainable recovery rather than superficial quick fixes. I always use an analogy about having a cold. The cold is probably the root, but the symptoms, we always talk, oh, I have a runny nose, or I'm coughing, or a sore throat. These are the symptoms. We must address the root cause of the cold. So anytime that you are playing this long game, you have to understand, I need to get to the root of what's going on. So experiment with these actionable tips. Set measurable long-term reputation goals that reflect clear benchmarks of trust and reliability. Next one, schedule regularly check-ins with mentors or trusted advisors to evaluate progress and adjust strategy. Becoming a information hub, value beyond your role. Point number five, regularly share valuable industry internal insights beyond your immediate job responsibilities. This is important. This positions you as a strategic resource, enhancing your overall value to the organization. Experiment with these actionable tips. Curate and distribute insightful content internally, tailored to the organizational needs. Next one, proactively connect colleagues who could benefit from collaboration or shared knowledge. Point number six, mastering that impeccable follow through, unmatched reliability. See, family, when you consistently deliver on commitments, making reliability a core aspect of your professional identity, this is important because it quickly rebuilds fundamental trust and demonstrates renewed competency. Experiment with these actionable tips. Consistently exceed deadlines by strategically managing expectation. Next one, implement a robust training system to ensure no commitments, commitments slip through the cracks. Point number seven, recalibrate team allegiance, leading through adversity. See, actively rebuild team trust through clear, supportive leadership and protection from undue criticism. I'm going to park here parenthetically, and I'm going to let you know, criticism is going to come your way, whether it's constructive or non-constructive. It's coming. You must be prepared for it. You must brace for it, because some of it is going to be true, and some of it is not. And you're going to have to figure out a way, what is the information that is true, that I can use, that's valuable, and which information that I need to push away because it's not valuable to the team or myself. This is important because this maintains team morale. It encourages loyalty and ensures effective future project execution. Experiment with these actionable tips. Publicly share your team from unjust blame, redirecting the focus onto systematic improvement. When blame comes your way, or constructive criticism or non-constructive criticism comes your way, how can we redirect that information or that feedback in a way that we can make improvements and adjustments instead of just talking about something we already know? Next one, clearly redefine and communicate team roles and measures of success to create confidence and clarity. Point number eight, seeking a calculated redemption project. Hey, sometimes another way to get back into the groove of things, to get that confidence back, you may want to pursue a strategic high visibility project that explicitly demonstrates your restored capability and most of all, your leadership. Why is this important? Because it serves as tangible proof of recovery, reinforcing stakeholder confidence in your abilities. Experiment with these actionable tips. Develop compelling project proposal, explicitly connecting to lessons learned from past failures to future success. And next one, secure strong organizational sponsorship and support to ensure success and visibility. I also want to let you know, family, I know a lot of times as project managers, program managers, coordinators, etc., we don't get to choose the projects that we want, but we can position ourselves by ensuring that we can at least be in the scope of getting that potential project. And the only way you can do that, you may have to start over, like they say, from scratch, to earn the organization, to earn the stakeholders, to earn the PMO trust and as well as visibility. But this is why we talked about this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. Here's my final consultation. If you stayed this long, thank you. We did have some weird interruptions as far as, but that's neither here nor there. We've made it. So we've walked through the aftermath of a project failure, that gut-wrenching moment where everything seems to have gone wrong. We've explored the initial shock, the fear, and of course, the uncertainty. But as we discussed today, that moment of failure isn't an endpoint. It's not a brand that gets stamped on your career. It's an event. And more importantly, it's an opportunity. It's the moment your real leadership potential can shine the brightest. Now, the question I have for you, if you can recover, is how decisively and authentically you act. Choose today to turn your lessons into leadership and your setbacks into success. The next chapter of your professional story don't begin tomorrow. It begins now. So if you've ever experienced this, where you've led a project and it's failed and your reputation is on the line, just know it's on the line. That doesn't mean that the chapter is over. That doesn't mean that your story has ended. I appreciate the opportunity. I go by the name ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Hey, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.